Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Grim business news for Boeing today. An emergency landing because of smoke in the cockpit on a Japanese flight has grounded the Boeing fleet of 787 so-called Dreamliner aircraft. Two airlines, ANA and Japan Airlines. It follows other kinds of incidents in the past few weeks for this plane. From the plane, as you recall, was going to change the way we all fly.
We are telling the entire world that we build things in South Carolina. We build cars, we build tires, and now we build dreams. Big Mac Daddy 787 dreams.
South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley there at the rollout of the 787 Boeing factory built for 1,000 workers to supplement the assembly line already cranking out Dreamliners in Seattle. Boeing has hundreds of unfilled orders for its 787. Will those orders stand given these problems? Joining us is Clive Irving, senior consulting editor at Condé Nast Traveler. What do you make of all this, Clive?
It's one of those things which seems to have been getting more serious day by day, beginning with the fire in Boston last week on a 787 that was parked at the gate, not in the air. And that was a serious enough episode. But since that fire began and the NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, were called in to investigate it, they seem to be honing in on one feature of this plane. When you think of how many things are potentially there to go wrong, they seem to be focusing on the batteries.
And we know about the heat problem for lithium-ion batteries because people with laptops have had some of those same kinds of problems. They don't dissipate heat very well, and they can have uncontrolled reactions. And this has been a problem for cars, laptops, and now this airline. We should note that most jet planes take care of this electrical function with an auxiliary power unit, a little jet engine, or they actually use the main engines, as you've suggested.
Yeah, but in fact, on the 787, the auxiliary power unit, I asked a very experienced airline pilot if it had ever known a case of a fire involving an APU, the auxiliary power unit, and he said he couldn't recall one, and yet in the case in Boston, the lithium-ion batteries were connected to the APU. They were part of the system that started the APU, so what has previously been an entirely dependable system has now become vulnerable to these particular batteries. What concerns me, though, most of all, John, is that who's speaking about the safety of this plane? Who is responsible for telling us how safe it is? We have three separate agencies at the moment talking about it. We have the FAA, National Transportation Safety Board, and Boeing itself. Boeing so far has seemed to me to be behind the curve every time, making very evasive and anodyne statements. The Safety Board, on the other hand, who are the guys who actually go on the plane and look at the problem and take it back to the labs and look at it, have been very, very aggressive. They made a statement on the day of the fire saying it was a serious fire. Then yesterday they did something extraordinary. They released a photograph of the unit involved in the Boston incident, which showed it looking very fried, a very alarming picture. And then last Friday, the FAA also did something unusual, which was to announce a comprehensive review of all the critical systems. That doesn't sound very confidence-building to me. And between them, Boeing, the FAA, and the Safety Board are doing a kind of dance in which we, the public, are supposed to be able to interpret this. And I have to tell you, as a specialist in aviation reporting, I'm trying to interpret it, and I can't make up my mind either.
Well, part of the problem and part of the difficulty in parsing what's going on there at the NTSB and the FAA, maybe because this is a completely new territory, and the NTSB and the FAA may have to rule on a design feature that there are fundamentally no engineering regulations for right now.
Well, the FAA already did that. When they were certifying this plane to be safe to fly, they tested technology that was new to aircraft, never been used in an airliner before. You only really find out whether something works or not when it's been in service. And what seems to me, we found an Achilles heel. It's a very worrying thing.
All right, to Clive Irving, senior consulting editor at Condé Nast Traveler, on the grounding by two Japanese airlines of the Boeing 787 Dreamliner fleet. Thanks so much.
Okay.